The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host with today's topic.
We are here with Deborah Bassett Maxwell. You're the chairman.
Yes, I am.
Of the Thumb Art Guild that is happening Labor Day weekend in Gallup Park in Port Austin. Would you like to tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, on Labor Day weekend, Thumb Arts Guild will host the 21st annual Art in the Park on Saturday and Sunday, September 3rd and 4th this year. The Fine Art Fair will be held at Gallup Park, located in Port Austin, Michigan, on Saturday from 10 to 5 and on Sunday 10 to 4.
So tell us a little bit about what you expect to be at the art show.
Well, we have over 50 juried artists. The process starts in January. They submit their work. It is forwarded to a panel of judges, and they are critiqued on their work, and they would get in or they wouldn't. And of those artists, we have watercolor, we have pottery, we have photography, jewelry, wood turning, ironwork. We even have a gal who carves gourds. So we have a variety of artists.
Yes, we were talking about that. I think that's a show to see. You said it looks more like leather than actual, like, gourds, because you think like a squash or a small pumpkin.
Yep.
In here, so she must, there must be a process to that.
She does. She has a wonderful process. She dries them, she carves them, she paints them. I think last year she was our third place winner.
Really?
Yeah.
So this is a juried show.
Yep.
So what does that mean?
That means they must submit their work, and we have a jury process to look at their work. It's fine art, high-end craft, and that's the process for them to enter. And then their work would be selected, and then they send in their application, and we start the process and get ready for Art in the Park.
That is very, very cool. So you are getting a top of the line, local and out of state, in state and local artists who have been judged. There's also best of show.
Yep, we do award prize money. There's a separate set of judges that go around, talk to all the artists, look at their work and evaluate it, and we give out prize money. We do best of show, first place, second, third, and honorable mention. And then we award them a check and ribbons, and we announce it throughout the day, and people who walk into their booth at the park can see what piece actually was selected that won.
Can you purchase the winning pieces?
Yes, you can.
Cool. Yep. Very cool.
All the work is for sale, and the artists also do special orders and commissions, so you can walk right up to them and talk to them if you think you're looking for something special, and they might be that artist that you want in your home. You can order something from them. They're local. They're from across the state. We have a few out of state, so it's a big variety. We always have new artists. This year we have 5 new artists joining us. Last year we had 13 new artists, so if you didn't make it last year, they would be new to you this year.
Wow.
So that's kind of exciting. And then we have our favorites that keep returning as well.
So you see the show growing every year.
We do. We try to cap it around 50, a little over, because Gallup Park is a nice, personable size special park, and if we get too big, it's too crowded. We do have probably close to 5,000 visitors that come through.
Wow.
on the weekend. Yep, so it's very special.
And this is Saturday and Sunday, September 3rd and 4th. It's happening at Gallup Park on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. You said they used to run it 3 days, but you do see a lot of people heading out for Labor Day weekend to go recoup from the weekend. So.
Yeah, they do. So the 2 days is just perfect for the art fair.
It keeps it intimate enough to make you want to come back for more next year.
Absolutely. And we do have a lot of returning patrons. A lot of people come visit Port Austin and the Thumb on the holidays and usually on the weekends, and then they all come and support the artists. They buy more, which is a wonderful thing, and they bring their friends, and we get a lot of compliments on how well the fair is, and they just return every year, and that's nice for our artists who can then use that money and support their families.
Very cool, very cool. So in, I don't want to say in conjunction, but within the fair itself, you guys are doing entertainment as well.
Yep, we do each day. This year it's a little bit different. We have the Detroit Social Club, obviously from Detroit. They're a jazz band, and they're going to play the afternoon on Saturday. And then on Sunday afternoon, we have Butterhair, and they're a top 40s group, and they come from Port Huron, and they also have a large following.
So we expect to see a lot of people up on Labor Day weekend to enjoy this art fair that is happening.
Yep. Several people, a lot of people who come, they bring lawn chairs and sit around the hill and listen to the bands after they've gone through the art fair, and just for a little bit more entertainment and a little quiet time and enjoy the park on the weekend. And that's always nice to see. The park is always filled with tons of people.
That's always good to see. And these usually when we do What Do You Think, I always touch on how these small communities really pull together, and they really support one another. And it's amazing to see small communities in the Thumb support not only local artists, but statewide and out-of-state artists as well.
Yeah, but we have a lot of volunteers that come and support TAG, Thumb Arts Guild. They offer their help. They offer their money. They step up to the plate, and they love helping us out, which is a great thing.
Volunteers are amazing, the work that they do. Yes,
volunteers are amazing. Yes.
Looks like your first place prize will be or prizes total over $750 to the winning artist.
Yep, we do. Yep, we're very lucky to have that money to give to the artist. We get a grant from the Michigan Michigan Council of Arts and Culture, and they support us. We write for a grant, we fill in the information, we submit that, and then they give out mini grants to other committees and groups that need the money, and we've been very, very lucky. We've been supported just about every year.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yep.
Well, they probably see what you guys are doing in the community and supporting artists, and
yep,
that's an amazing thing to do. With it being the close of the summer, this is definitely something you don't want to miss if you haven't been to the Art in the Park. I've seen some flyers around town here in Bad Axe. I know we have one here in the studio as well. Is there anywhere specific that you guys are handing those flyers out, or are they just kind of everywhere?
They're everywhere. There's yard signs, there's the postcards, there's flyers. The local downtown stores in Port Austin have them. We're on Facebook, the Thumb Arts Guild. You can check out Facebook and see the information there. All the artists have been highlighted on Facebook, so you can see their work and know who they are and check them out at the fair. And also, we have free admission and free parking at Gallup Park. Gallup Park is located just around the corner from downtown Port Austin. If you come to the stop sign and you head west towards Caseville, we're about 4 to 6 blocks up on M25 or Port Austin Road, and it's a beautiful little park. You'll see all the white tents set up, so you know you're in the right spot.
You can't miss it.
Can't miss it.
Small but big in Port Austin.
Small but big in Port Austin.
Because Port Austin is a small little town, but 50 tents you're not going to miss in the park.
That's true. And also we have concession stands by the North Huron School kids, class of 2024 and 2025. So you can pick up a hot dog, chip, pop, water. And then also we have gourmet kettle corn, and we have almonds are nuts. So there's something for everybody at the park.
Interesting, interesting. I don't want to put you on the spot, but do you have a favorite artist or a favorite genre of art that you like to look for when you attend the art in the park?
I'm a potter. I love to look at pottery, but we have some wonderful watercolor artists coming this year. And we also have a returning printmaker, so that's very exciting.
Ooh, so like what does that mean?
That means this gentleman does very tiny, tiny little prints. They're about postage size stamp, where he draws it out on a plate and engraves the plate and inks the plate for each color separately to make the print.
Wow.
Yeah.
Talk about patience.
Patience.
Patience and talent, for
yes.
Sure. Interesting. Interesting, interesting. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back, and we'll talk more about the Art in the Park that is happening on Saturday and Sunday, September 3rd and 4th. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and that's happening at Gallup Park in Port Austin. We'll be right back.
Good morning. A slow-moving frontal boundary will start dropping southward across the Great Lakes region today. This boundary will be accompanied by a weak wave of low pressure lifting to our north tomorrow night. That front will finally push far enough to the south to allow for some clearing by Friday. Skies will cloud up with a risk of showers and thunderstorms late today, 79 to 83, a light west to northwest breeze. Chance of rainfall increases to 50%. Showers and thunderstorms, 59 to 63 tonight. Light east to southeast winds. Chance of rain, 70%. There's a risk of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, 78 to 82. Light west to southwest winds. A 40% chance of rainfall. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, 58 to 62. Partly sunny on Friday, lower 70s. From WLEW Precision Weather Service, this is meteorologist Russ Morley.
Veterans face treacherous situations filled with peril while serving our country. Many veterans come home physically injured, suffering from PTSD, have traumatic brain injuries, or other ailments. At an unprecedented time in history, our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals and their homes. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Over the past year, Help Heal Veterans has sent nearly 500,000 therapy kits to isolated veterans and active military. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates, manufactures, and distributes therapeutic art and crafts projects for our veterans and military, making things better together. Join us in supporting an isolated or sick veteran and help them through this desperate time. To learn more, visit healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization that has been helping veterans for 50 years. healvets.org.
Before you buy a new tillage tool for your operation, wait and see the revolutionary new variable intensity 2660 VT and high performance 2680H that the engineers at John Deere have designed. The John Deere 2660 VT is a variable intensity tool with its adjustable gang angle, makes it a multi-season machine that features an all-new frame and the right amount of weight per blade to handle soil, crop residue, and field conditions at operating speeds up to 10 miles per hour. The John Deere 2680H High Performance Disc is a true spring and fall tillage tool that combines speed and tillage performance in one machine. With field speeds from 10 to 14 miles per hour, so you can effectively till more than twice as many acres per day. The 2680H features individual 20-inch smooth or notch disc blades mounted on a rubber torsion suspension that allows blades to follow ground contours. Stop into your nearest Tri-County Equipment John Deere location in Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky to see the latest advancement in John Deere tillage tools.
Choose the proven performance of the Roundup Ready Extend crop system, featuring high-yielding Extend Flex soybeans and the exceptional weed control of Extendamax herbicide with Vapor Grip technology. Elite genetics, triple herbicide tolerance, flexibility that delivers results, backed by 25 years of innovation. That's the Roundup Ready Extend crop system, the system of choice. Extendamax is a restricted-use pesticide. Always follow stewardship practices, all pesticide label directions, and check with your state pesticide regulatory agency for specific restrictions in your state.
They say if you listen hard enough, you can hear the corn grow. It's true. When you're out in the field, you understand its challenges and what it needs to thrive. Channel Seedsmen bring insights from the field to our team of Bayer plant breeders. Their knowledge inspires our product development. From your best ground to your most challenging conditions, our products are designed to perform in your fields. Visit channellistens.com to see our latest innovations. Always read and follow IRM where applicable, grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label.
And we are back on the What Do You Think program with Deborah Bassett Maxwell. She is the chairman of the Art in the Park. So we were talking during the commercial break, and I had asked her if she had won previously one of the prizes, and she told me she has for several
I think it was a couple years ago I had won second place, and then a few years prior to that third place, and about 15 years ago second place.
And you do the pot, and you like to pottery.
You're yep, the pot, I do the pottery.
Which
yep.
is still awesome.
Yep.
Congratulations to you.
And
Thank
then
come, you. So we were talking during the commercial break, and I'm like, well, no wonder why. You're the chairman, and you're one of the artists, so she has a pretty full plate. We're talking about Art in the Park that's happening Saturday and Sunday, September 3rd and 4th, being held at Gallup Park in Port Austin. On Saturday, it runs from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on Sunday, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., there is a free admission and free parking up to Guild Park. She said it's about 4 to 6 blocks away from the stoplight or the stop sign in Port Austin.
Yes, that's correct.
And then you head west and you can't miss it. It's going to be a pretty big show in our small town of Port Austin. So you want to touch on part of your guys' committee that helps put this all together.
Yes, I'd like to mention the board members of Thumb Arts Guild. They do a lot of work. We have Suzanne Hayes. She serves as president. Dave Thummel serves as vice president. Our secretary is Lori Conger. And our treasurer is Don McKimmy. And also, plus these some of these people being artists, they also show their work at Art in the Park. And I'd like to introduce them. Dave Thummel has been in it from the beginning. He is a wood turner. Everybody knows his work from the Cove and throughout Art in the Park. People love to see Dave. He also does a little demonstrating at Art in the Park, and his works are just gorgeous. They're made from trees, and they're turned, and they're just really, really spectacular. The next person I'd like to mention is Lynn Winzik. She's a metalsmith artist, and she's a wonderful jeweler. She's been in it from probably the beginning as well. She does great work. She's also a partner at the Cove, and you can see her work at the Cove in downtown Port Austin. Chris Zeleb is a pencil sketch artist. She's new to the area, but she's moved here on a part-time basis, and she does realistic photorealism pencil sketches of children, pets, does a lot of special orders, and you can see her work at the Cove and at PAX Garage in Port Austin. Sandy Kinney, she's been a former board member, and she does lamp work, which is glass work. She does glass straws with unique designs and different applications on the glass straws. Also, we have a couple of photographers, Bill Diller and Rick Sattler. They're tag members, and you can catch Bill at the Cove in Caseville at their farmer's market every Saturday, and they do wonderful photography. And then myself, I'm a potter, and I've been in it for about 15 years.
So these are To the pencil sketch artist, these are all people who have been from the beginning.
Yes. So I've not been from the beginning, but I think everybody else on that list is pretty darn close. They've been in it for a very long time.
That's amazing. Some strong roots then carrying the art in the park.
Absolutely.
For new artists to make way.
Exactly.
So where is the Cove in Port Austin?
The Cove is in downtown Port Austin. It's in the block that has the Village Green, the Emporium, the hardware store, and it's a beautiful, beautiful building. It was built just a few years ago. I want to say maybe five now. Time flies. And they host over 70, 75 artists. And again, they're local. They're from the surrounding counties. They're across the state of Michigan. And they also have artists from out of state. And so it's a very busy store. They're open Wednesday through Sunday, 10 to 4 each day, with the exception of Saturdays. They're open at 9, and they get a lot of business, a lot of people coming in, and it's a really lovely store if you haven't been in it, because there's always something new. The artists keep bringing in new work, and the displays get changed, so there's always something new to see in there.
Interesting. I would like to see some of these people's ideas that they've put on paper or pottery or jewelry.
Yep. Come to the Cove. You can see that. Also visit Pax Garage. There's about 25, 30 boutique vendors. There's a lot of artisans, and there's more than that. And also I'd like to mention the White Church Gallery in Grindstone. It's right across from Ryback's Ice Cream Store. And it was an old church that they redid, and it's a gallery, and it's got wonderful things.
Really? See, that's one I haven't heard of.
Yep.
Heard of the Cove, but the
White Church Gallery in Grindstone.
Okay.
And they do a wonderful job. And again, some of these same artists who are at the Cove and Pax Garage are also at White Church Gallery.
Very cool. Very cool.
Fun day trip to visit Port Austin.
Yeah. It's amazing. I guess I didn't realize how much local art, or how much the community does support the local artist.
Yep. We've got a lot of art projects going on in Port Austin. Port Austin Artists in Residence is another wonderful group. They host artists for a short period of time, maybe up to a month, and they come in and they do their project, and then there's a reception and a viewing of their project. Or if it's songwriting, if it's poetry writing, different things. And then there's the Barn Art Series, where they've taken barns and reconstructed them. Artists have decided something spectacular to do with these barns, and you can visit all the barns in Port Austin, too. And at the Welcome Center, there's information about all these different entities that are involved in arts in the Thumb, and also at the local places, the Cove, White Church Gallery, and Pax Garage, they also have that information, too.
Very cool, very cool. Well, we are talking about Art in the Park. That's happening on Saturday and Sunday, September 3rd and 4th, at Gallup Park in Port Austin. Free admission, free parking. Saturday, it runs from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., and on Sunday, from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m., you're looking at over 50 juried artists, which include watercolors, pottery, photography, jewelry, and much more. Much, much more. The artists do submit their work for jury approval to be in the art fair, so you are getting top-of-the-line products. And they are awarded Best of Show, first, second, and third, and Honorable Mention will be awarded as well. There's live music that's happening on both days. On Saturday afternoon, the Detroit Social Club. They're a jazz band from the Detroit area. They are returning to play.
Yes, that's true.
So how many years have they?
They've played probably the last 5 years.
Okay, so they're like regulars now.
They're regulars now. They love coming, and we love having them.
And you said you have a big turnout for both bands.
Yep.
On Saturday as well, Butter Hair is playing?
On Sunday.
On Sunday, Butterhair is playing. They're the top 40s favorite band. We said Classics, Currents. Classics and Currents. And they have a big following, too, you said.
They do. They're from Port Huron, and a lot of people come up and come for the art fair and see them and enjoy the day.
So there is something for everybody, and if the art and the music doesn't get you, there is also going to be food available.
True.
Something for everyone. So no reason to not stop out. The North Huron School classes of 2024 and 2025 are hosting a concession stand. Proceeds are, I'm assuming, go to the classes
yep.
of 2024 and 2025. And there's also going to be gourmet kettle corn and almonds and nuts as well. That's on September 3rd and 4th at Gallup Park in Port Austin. On Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's September 3rd and September 4th. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Is there anything else you'd like to mention?
There's a lot of art in the Thumb. Please don't miss it. Come and join us, and I guarantee you won't be disappointed.
You're not losing anything out. Free admission, free parking. You're just going to miss out on a good time.
True.
I see that you guys do have a web address, www.thumbartsguild.org. And their Facebook page is facebook.com/thumbartsguild. Well, I think that's going to do it for our Art in the Park What Do You Think program. Thank you so much for coming out today. I appreciate it, Deborah.
Thank you so much.
And until we do it next time, that is the Art in the Park, September 3rd and 4th. That's Saturday and Sunday. Saturday it's running from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. You're not going to want to miss it. There's something for everybody, it sounds like. Even if you just go and chit-chat with a few of the artists. Sounds like it's going to be a great show. So make sure you get up to Gallup Park in Port Austin, Labor Day weekend.